Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们请翻开腓立比书第二章。
We have been considering how the Lord Jesus has brought to us something more in the new covenant than Moses could give in the old covenant.
我们看见主耶稣他怎么样带给我们这个新的约，是比旧约摩西所带给我们的更加的宝贝。
We saw that grace could lift us higher than the law.
我们看见恩典能够使我们提升的比这个律法更高的境界。
And yesterday we considered a very important law of the Spirit.
我们昨天晚上看见这个圣灵的法则。
That is the law of faith.
就是照着信心的法则。
That is that we receive from God according to the capacity of our faith.
我们从神那边得着多少，乃是照着我们信心的大小。
And therefore the New Testament speaks much about faith.
所以新约常常讲到信心。
Now today I want to speak about another word.
今天晚上我要讲到另外一个词句。
That's not found much in the Old Testament, but it's found very often in the New Testament.
也是在旧约里面很少看见，但是在新约却常常看见。
And I'd like to call this the law of humility.
这个就是谦卑的法则。
We know what Jesus said, He who humbles himself will be exalted, he who exalts himself will be abased.
我们知道主耶稣有讲过，自卑的人必升为高，自高的必降为卑。
That's the law.
这个是一个法则。
Like the law of gravity, this law always works.
就好像这个地球吸引力的这个律，这个律是一定的。
We read in Philippians 2:5.
我们读腓立比书第二章第五节。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself.Taking the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on a cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
Now, what is Paul's goal in all this?
我们看保罗他的目标是什么呢？
He had said earlier in verse 2,
他在第二节有讲到，
There are four things mentioned there, and they all relate to unity in the church.
这边有讲到四点，乃是讲到教会合一的问题。
Notice these four things.
我们要注意这四个东西。
In verse 2,
第二节里面,
the same mind, the same love, the same spirit, the same purpose.
就是你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Isn't it wonderful to have a church like that?
我们如果有一个教会是这样的境地，是多么的宝贝。
Every brother is obeying verse 2 wholeheartedly.
每一个基督徒都是全心的遵守第二节。
All of the same mind,
全部有相同的意念。
All maintaining the same love,
有爱同样的爱心。
All united in spirit,
灵的合一。
And all intent on one purpose,
都有一样的意念。
But how to get there?
我们怎么样来到这样的境地呢？
Here's the way to get there.
我们要看怎么样才能够到这个境地。
Verse 5 to 8.
第五到第八节。
We have to have the same attitude of mind that Jesus Christ had.
我们必须要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who though he was God,
他虽然是神，
equal with the Father from all eternity,
他是和神同等的地位，
did not think that this is a position I must hold on to.
他没有想到这个地位是他要一直守住的。
He did not cling to that high position.
But
he emptied himself.
And
became, it says, not just a man, but a servant, verse 7.
我们看这边, 他不但是成为人, 而且是成了奴仆。
If Jesus had left heaven and come and become an emperor on earth, that itself would have been fantastic humility.
我们看如果主耶稣离开天上到地上成为王子的样式，那个已经是很谦卑的。But
he didn't come here and become a king. He became a servant.
但是他到世界上来，他没有成为王子，他乃是成为奴仆。
And where we can have a church filled with brothers and sisters who are gripped by this desire to be a servant, there will be unity.
我们看，如果在教会里面所有的弟兄姐妹都是愿意取这个奴仆的形象的时候，这个教会就是一个合一的教会。We
can't get unity just by doctrine.
我们不能够合一，就讲道理而成合一。There
are so many people who believe the same thing who still fight with one another.
我们看有很多人相信同一样的事情，但是他们还是彼此争吵。It's
a question of whether each is willing to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
问题是说，是不是每一个人愿意跟从主耶稣的样式？Now
this is how salvation came to us.
这就是救恩临到我们的身上。When
you turn to Isaiah chapter 14,
你如果翻开以赛亚书14章的时候，
we see there the opposite of what we see in Philippians 2.
我们就看见和腓立比第二章不同的样式。
In Isaiah 14, we see how sin came to the universe.
我们看在以赛亚14章讲到罪怎么样到世界上来。Sin
came into the universe long before Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden.
这个罪很久还没有在亚当夏娃之前已经到世界上。When
Lucifer, the head of the angels, fell and became the devil.
这个魔鬼就是这个天使长，他怎么样自高，他成为了犯了罪。
And we read of him in verse 12 of Isaiah 14 on to verse 15.
我们念12节到14节以赛亚14章。
How have you fallen from heaven?
这个天使长是怎么样跌倒的呢？
Why?
他怎么样犯罪呢？
Verse 13.
第13节,
you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上。
I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
I will sit on the mount of assembly.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
Verse 14, I will ascend above the height of the clouds.
14节，我要升到高云之上。
I will make myself like the Most High.
我要与至上者同等。
I want you to notice two things there in those verses.
我要你注意两点在这几段的圣经节。
One is this phrase, I will, five times.
在这边一直讲到我要，一定一共提了五次。
And the second is the desire to go up and to ascend and to be big.
我们看在这边又看到一点，要升，要升到高云之上，要升在与神同等。
So we learn something very important there about sin.
我们要看见这个罪的一个很要紧的东西。
The origin of sin,
罪的根源,
was when one created being wanted to go up.
当一个被创造的一直想要往上上去,
and wanted to be exalted above the others.
一直要高举比别人更高。That's
how sin came.
这就是罪。
Salvation came in exactly the opposite way.
但是救恩却是相反的方向。
When one who was exalted decided to go down and humble himself.
那一个已经高升的，他却谦卑自己，往到最低的地位上。
That's Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣。
So now we get an understanding of how the spirit of Satan operates.
我们就知道撒旦他的灵是怎么样的做工。
The spirit of Satan is always seeking to go up.
邪灵他的做工原则是一直要往上高升。
To exalt itself.
要把自己高举。
To rule over others.
要管理别人。
And the spirit of Christ is always seeking to go down.
但是主耶稣的灵却一直往下下去。
To go underneath others to serve them.
是比别人更低，来帮助别人，来服侍别人。
We need to see this clearly in our mind.
我们看这个在我们脑子里面非常的清楚。
There are two spirits operating in the world today.
世界上有两个灵在活动。
One is the spirit of Satan.
一个是邪灵。
Or we can call it the spirit of the Antichrist.
就是地基督的灵。
Because it's anti the way Christ went.
因为它是地主耶稣的样式。
That's the spirit of wanting to go up.
这个灵是一直要往上上去。
To have a higher position.
它要有一个更高的地位。
To rule over others.
要管理别人。
To be considered bigger than the others.
要想自己是比别人更加的重要。
To have a higher title than the others.
要比别人有更高的这个名声。
You find it in the political world.
我们在这个政治里面看得见。
People wanting to go up and push the other people down.
我们看在政治里面，人家要高，他就把别人推下去。
People wanting to be seen as greater and the others as smaller.
那要给人家看见他是比别人更高更大。
You find it in the business world.
我们也同样在生意场所里面看得见。
With this cutthroat competition there is to go up and push the other business down.
然后有各喉咙的生意，就是要怎么样赢别人的生意，把别人推倒。
You find it in all the spheres of the world.
我们看在这世界场所里面非常容易看得见。
It should not be found in the church.
但是在教会里面却不可以看见这些事情。
But the sad thing is,It is found in the church.
但是可惜的，在教会里面，我们也同样看见这种情形。
Wanting to go up,
就是一直要往上上去。
Longing for the day when I shall become an elder brother.
想说一天我也要成为长老的职分。
When I shall sit in an exalted position.
我要坐在至高的座椅上。
There's nothing wrong in being an elder brother. God desires that in the church.
成为长老在教会里面没有错，这是神所愿意的。
But if I desire it for a position and not to serve others, then it's fundamentally wrong.
那如果我这只是想要坐那个位置而不去服侍别人，这个在基本上已经是错了。
It can be seen in preaching.
这个可以看见在传道的时候这样。
Where one brother wants to preach in a way as to show that he's better than the other preacher.
一个如果传道的时候，他传的时候要讲，我要讲的比另外一个弟兄讲的更好，表现。
He's trying to lift himself up above the other.
他要把自己高举起来，比别人更好，更高。
It can be seen in praying, in singing, to show that I can do it better than so and so.
他可能在祷告里面，在唱诗歌里面，他要表现说我是比谁更好。
One Christian group.Musical group trying to show that we can do it better than that other musical group.
有一个诗歌班，他就讲我唱歌要比另外一组的诗歌班唱得更好。
It can be seen when you organize something in the church.
你可以看见在教会组织里面。
Where one person wants to show that I can do a better job of this organizing than that person.
这个人在组织一个东西，说我要组织是比这个人组织的更好。
And the secret delight that comes in the heart.When that person's efforts fail,
这个秘密的喜乐就是当那对方失败的时候。
You know what that's what spirit that is?
你知道这个灵是什么样的灵吗
？That is the spirit of anti against Christ.
这样的灵乃是敌基督的灵。
That is how Satan gets power in the church.
这个就是撒旦怎么样在教会里面得着能力。
It's so easy for this to come up.
这个很容易在教会里面产生。
When we criticize others and backbite others, what are we actually doing?
当我们攻击别人的时候，荒润别人的时候，我们得到什么呢
if I speak to this brother about brother X,
如果我和这位弟兄讲这个X 弟兄的事情
，something bad about him,
讲他不好的事
，what I'm actually telling him is, brother X is like that, but I am not like that.
我告诉他说这个弟兄他这样他不好我不是这样
I don't put it like that but that's what I mean
我不这样讲但是这个是我的意思
and thereby I'm trying to exalt myself above brother X in his eyes
所以我就把我自己高升比这个另外一个弟兄在他眼中
that,
更高的地位。
That is the spirit that made God cast Lucifer down to hell.
这一个灵乃是使这个天使长被神丢下阴间。
And we must fear it in the church.
我们必须在教会里面害怕这一个。
We must fear it in the church.
我们必须害怕这一件事情。
That's the thing by which Satan gets power.
这个就是撒旦怎么样得着能力。
What was Satan proud of?
魔鬼他所骄傲的东西是什么呢？
We read in Ezekiel 28.
我们看以西结第28章。
Ezekiel 28.
以西结28章。
We read there about Lucifer, and he was created, that he had the seal of perfection, verse 12.
我们看这个天使长他是怎么样做
and full of wisdom,
充满了荣耀和美丽。
And it says here that verse 17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty.
十七节，你因美丽心中高傲。
It's amazing the things by which we can seek to lift ourselves upAbove other human beings.
我们常常把自己高举比众人更高。
We can be proud.
我们可以很骄傲。
That we are more cultured and civilized than other barbarians around us.
我们想我们自己是比别人更加有教育，那些没有教育的人是怎么样。
We can be proud of our education.
我们可以对我们自己的教育感到骄傲。
That I'm an intelligent person, not a stupid person like someone else.
你想我是比别人更加聪明，不像他这样笨。
That I'm good looking.
你或者想说你很美丽。
So many things.
很多的事情。
That I know the Bible.
我知道圣经。
That I know more than so and so.
我认识圣经是比某一个人认识的更多。
My knowledge.
我的知识。
My position.
我的地位。
My status in life.
我的人生的地位。
So many things.
很多的事情。
My ability to preach the word of God.
我能力传神的话语。
And through every one of these things, the spirit of the Antichrist can have power in the church.
在这所有的事情里面，地基督的灵可以得着他的能力。
And which one of us can say that we are not tempted in these areas?
有多少个人可以讲说他不受这一方面的试探呢？
I know I'm tempted in these areas, and I know that you are.
我知道我本身受到这个试探，我也知道你也受到这个试探。
The question is, when we are tempted, what do we do?
当问题是说，当我们受到试探的时候，我们做什么？
If I nourish that temptation in my mind,
如果我对这个试探感到还是在我脑子里面。
That exalts me above another brother.
还是想要把自己高举比别人更高。
I have opened the door for the spirit of the Antichrist to enter the church through me.
我就开了这个门，地基督的灵来到我心上，来对弟兄姐妹。
That is where I have to obey the exhortation in Philippians 2 to have the same attitude that Jesus had.
所以我必须要有同样的心，像腓立比第二章第一节里面就是有基督的。
He humbled himself.
我们必须谦卑自己。
And he went down.
像耶稣这样一字降卑。
He never sought to be anything more than a servant.
他没有想自己是比奴仆更高的形象。
And it's very beautiful the way it's written here in Philippians 2:7.
我们看腓立比书第二章七七节点讲得很妙。
The meaning is this.
答案意思是这样。
That when he emptied himself,
当主耶稣倒空自己的时候
，because he became a man.
我们看因为他成了人的样式。
Therefore, he also became a servant.
因为他成了人才取了奴仆的形象。
Being made in the likeness of men, he took the form of a servant.
成了人的样式而取了奴仆的形象。
The meaning is this.
意思是这样。
That a human being has got no right to be anything other than a servant of others.
就是说作为人我们对别人不能够多过或高过这个奴仆的形象。
And Jesus knew that.
主耶稣知道这个。
That as long as I am in this body, I have no right to be anything other than a servant of others.
当我是成了这个人的样式，我就不能够多过 高过这个奴仆的形象。
The sad thing is that many in the church have not understood that.
但是很可怜的，在教会里面有很多人不知道这个。
We read in John chapter 6,
我们念约翰第六章，
that when they wanted to make Jesus a king,
当他们要把主耶稣做王的时候，
after he had multiplied the loaves and fishes,
当主耶稣把这个饼和鱼分开给众人吃的时候，
John 6:15,
约翰第六章第十五节，
when Jesus saw that they were going to make him a king, he withdrew to the mountain to be by himself alone.
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
That's quite contrary to the nature of human beings.
这个是和人的这个样式完全不同。
It's like someone who is going to be given some great honorable position and he goes and hides himself. He doesn't want to be found.
好像某一个人他要得到某一项的荣誉的时候，他不能失踪不见了，他不要得这个容易。
You find people in the church like that?
我们看在教会里面有没有人这样呢？
Who got the spirit of Christ?
有这个主耶稣的灵吗？
Who don't want position?
不要这个地位。
But who want to serve?
只要服侍。
Who are not lusting after honor, the honor of men?
不要人的荣耀。
But who only want the honor of God?
只要神的荣耀。
Why did Jesus not want to be a king?
为什么主耶稣不要做王呢？
Because he knew that as a man he had only the right to be a servant.
因为他知道当他作为人的时候他只能够做奴仆。
It was all right in the Old Testament for David to be a king.
那旧约里面大卫做王是可以的。
But not in the New Testament.
但不是在新约里面。
In the New Testament Jesus has come to raise us higher than Moses raised people under the Old Testament.
因为在新约里面主耶稣是把我们提升到更高的地位，比旧约更高。
And so Jesus has given us the example not to be a king.
所以主耶稣给我们一个榜样，不要做王。
But to be a servant.
乃是做奴仆。
When he took the bucket of water and washed the disciples' feet at the Last Supper.
当主耶稣在最后晚餐的时候，洗门徒的脚的时候，
he said, "I've given you an example."
他说，我给你们做一个榜样。
You should.Also wash one another's feet.
你也要应该彼此洗脚。
I remember more than once people have asked me this question, why don't you wash each other's feet in the church, in your assembly?
有很多人问我说，你在你的聚会里面为什么你没有做这个洗脚这件事情呢？
I said, I'll tell you.
我说，我告诉你。
We need to understand what Jesus did.
我们应该明白主耶稣做的是什么。
That was not a ritual that he went through.
这一个做的事情不是仪式上的东西。
It was not like the breaking of bread.
不像白饼这件事情。
When Jesus broke the bread and passed it round, it was not because they were all hungry.
当主耶稣掰这个饼给众人的时候，他们并不是肚子很饿。
Because it says he broke the bread and passed the cup round.After supper, after they had finished eating.
我们看主耶稣掰这个饼分这个杯的时候，乃是当他们吃了晚餐。
So we can say that the passing of the bread and the cup round was a testimony. That was not to satisfy their hunger or thirst.
所以我们看这个白饼和分杯乃测这个杯乃是一个表示。
But when it came to washing the feet,
但是当这个洗脚的时候，
that was to meet a real need that was present.
这个洗脚是有一个需要在那边。
They used to wear sandals and their feet were all covered with dust.
他们是穿着拖鞋在走路，所以他们的脚充满了灰尘。
So it was an act of service to refresh their feet by washing their feet of that dust which had accumulated on the road.
所以这个乃是一个服侍，乃是当他们在路上走很多灰尘来洗他的脚时，他在更新过。
Now today when people wear shoes and socks and travel in cars, there is no need to wash their feet. There is no such need there.
我们看今天人家走来的时候是穿着鞋、穿着袜子、坐着汽车，都不需要有这个洗脚。
I said, today I'll tell you where the need is.
我今天我告诉你这个需要是什么。
It may be the toilets in the church building are dirty. That's what we need to clean today.
今天我们教会的厕所很肮脏，这个是我们应该要去洗的。
So I said, instead of washing each other's feet, let's get down to the toilets and clean them.
我们不要彼此来洗脚，乃是应该去厕所那边去洗厕所。
Oh, but we say that's a very humbling thing. Let the caretaker or somebody else do that, not me.
你说啊，这个很谦卑的事情，我怎么做呢？这个应该给管教会的人去做，不是我应该做的。
You see the spirit there?
你看见这个灵吗？
I think I am someone.
你在想你是某一个人。
I think that's beneath my dignity.
你想这个是超过了我的这个尊荣。
Back in our assembly in Bangalore,
在我们曼加洛的聚会里面,
I say, if you want to be part of our fellowship, you've got to clean the toilets first.
我和他们讲说，你如果要在我们教会里面, 你就必须要来先洗我们的厕所。
You've got to humble yourself.
你必须先谦卑,
be willing to do anything.
你准备做任何的事情。
And I say, I'll do it first. I'll show you how to do it.
我说我先做给你看, 怎么样做，怎么样洗。
To clean the floor, clean the toilets.
洗地, 洗厕所。
That is the spirit of a servant.
这个乃是做奴仆的灵。
It's not some theory.
不是一个理论。
Down to earth and practical.
乃是非常实际的事情。
That is what it means to wash one another's feet.
这个就是彼此洗脚的例子。
See a need that a brother has and to do any dirty job to meet that need.
看见一个弟兄有需要做一个很肮脏的 工作来服侍他。
It has many other applications.
这边有很多的例子，有很多的方法可以用。
Build a church with people who got this spirit, and they will always be united.
建立教会，用这一些人来建立的时候，教会一定是合一的教会。
How did Jesus overcome the devil?
我们看主耶稣怎么样胜过魔鬼。
Did he overcome the devil by preaching sermons?
主耶稣有没有胜过魔鬼，因为他传道给魔鬼呢？
No.
没有。
We read in Hebrews 2:14.
我们念希伯来书第二章十四节。
The last part.
最后一部分。
Hebrews 2:14.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Through death, he made powerless the devil who had the power of death.
我们看。 主耶稣他照样亲自成了肉身血肉肢体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权，就是魔鬼。It was
through his death on the cross that he overcame Satan.
乃是因着他死在十字架上而胜过魔鬼。Another
verse, Colossians 2:15.
另外一节是哥罗西书第二章第十五节。Speaking
about the cross here in verse 14.
第二章第十四节讲到十字架。
And then in relation to the cross, it says in verse 15 of Colossians 2,
接着讲到十字架，有关十字架在十五节那边。
That he stripped the principalities and powers of their power and made a public display of them, triumphing over them through the cross.
即将一切 执政的掌权的主来明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Now both these verses in Hebrews 2 and Colossians 2 tell us one thing.
哥罗西书第二章和刚才所念的,
that Jesus overcame Satan only through his death on the cross.
主耶稣胜过魔鬼乃是在十字架上的工作。
When he humbled himself to the obedience of the death of the cross,
当他谦卑到一个地步，死在十字架上，
then he overcame.
他就得胜了。
And there's no other way for us.
我们也同样没有其他的方法。
Jesus didn't overcome Satan by preaching sermons.
主耶稣没有胜过魔鬼，借着传道。
Some people think by preaching sermons we can overcome Satan.
有些人讲我们传道会胜过魔鬼。
Impossible.
不可能的事情。
Some people think if we can do a few miracles, raise the dead or heal the sick, we'll overcome Satan.
有些人讲说我们来医治几个病人，叫死人复活，我们可以胜过魔鬼。
But there's no verse in the Bible which says Jesus overcame Satan by doing miracles or raising the dead.
在圣经也同样没有给我们看见说主耶稣叫死人复活，医治病人是胜过魔鬼。
No, he overcame by humility.
他胜过魔鬼乃是当他谦卑的时候。
Now God could have overcome Satan by power.
神，主耶稣能够胜过魔鬼，借着他的能力。
God is Almighty.
因为神是全能的神。
With one word, He could have wiped out Satan from existence.
他只要用一句话就能够把魔鬼完全的毁灭。
But he chose not to overcome Satan that way.
但是他却选择不要这样的方法胜过魔鬼。
Let's learn the ways of God, brothers and sisters.
让我们来学神的方法，弟兄姐妹们。
It is not by a display of his power, his almighty power that he destroyed Satan.
不是他表现他的能力来毁灭魔鬼。
Because we could not do that.
我们不能够这样做。
We can't speak a word and destroy Satan.
我们不能够讲一句话来毁灭魔鬼。
God could do it.
神可以这样做。
But he didn't do it that way.
但是神却没有这样做。
There we can learn the ways of God who says my ways are not your ways.
我们可以学神的方法，神的方法不像我们的方法。
If we were in God's place, we would have wiped out Satan with one word.
我们如果成为神的样子，我们可以用一句话就把魔鬼毁灭了。
God doesn't do it that way.
但是神自己却不是这样做。
He overcame by humbling himself.
他胜过魔鬼乃是自己谦卑。
By allowing others to do evil to him.
让别人对他做错。
And he returned good.
但是他却反以好对人。
On the cross, Satan was defeated.
他就这样在十字架上毁灭了魔鬼。
That's why Satan hates the cross.
所以我们看魔鬼很害怕十字架。That's
why Satan fears when a believer has learned the way of humility.
所以魔鬼开始害怕当一个基督徒学会谦卑。Because
Satan knows that when believers learn the way of humility, he will lose his power in their midst.
因为魔鬼知道，当基督徒开始学习谦卑的时候，他就开始在他们中间失去了能力。I
love this beautiful verse in Luke chapter 2.
我很喜欢路加第二章里面的一节。When
Jesus was born,
当主耶稣降生的时候，the
angels appeared to the shepherds.
我们看天使报喜信给牧羊的人。Isn't
that wonderful?
我们看这个很好的图画。
They didn't appear to the religious leaders. They appeared to those humble shepherds out there.
天使没有给那些宗教领袖彰显，而乃是给那些谦卑的牧羊的人。
They told the shepherds about the birth of Jesus.
他告诉这牧羊的人关于主耶稣降生的事情。
And this is the thing I want you to notice.
这个就是我要你注意的。
They said, there's a savior born today in the city of David.
在这边他说，Verse 11，第十一节，今天在大卫城里为你们生了救主。They
knew the city of David was Bethlehem.
我们看大卫的城就是伯利恒。But
there were thousands of people in Bethlehem.
我们知道在伯利恒里面有很多的人。And
probably many babies born there in Bethlehem at that time.
也同样有很多婴孩在那个时候生在伯利恒。And
Jesus didn't look any different from other babies.
主耶稣和其他婴孩没有什么不一样。
There was no halo around his head, like the Roman Catholics depicted.
没有像这个天主教的图画里面，在他的头上有一个光亮的光圈。
If that was there, then we could have easily found the baby.
如果主耶稣的头上有这光圈的话，我们很容易就找到这个婴孩了。
But God didn't put any halo around the head of his son.
神没有把这个光圈放在他的儿子的身上。
He was born like us.
他降生就像我们一样。
Of a virgin.
是借着童女。
But how to identify this baby?
我们怎么样来知道这个婴孩呢？
Listen to this.
我们看这个。
The angels gave one sign.
这个天使有讲到一件事。
They told the shepherds.
他和这个牧羊人讲。
You'll find only one baby in Bethlehem lying in a manger.
只有一个婴孩，他降生是在这个马槽里面。You'll
only find one baby lying inside a cowshed in the eating trough of the animals.
我们看，只有一个婴孩降生的时候是在这个马槽，在这个他的这个马刺，这个草的槽中间。And
it says in verse 12, that is the sign.
在这边我们看见，这个就是一个记号，在十二节。Think
of that.
那就是记号了。And
may the Lord give us revelation here.
愿神给我们启示在这件事情上。The
first time the body of Christ came forth from his mother's womb in Bethlehem.
我们看主耶稣从这他这个肉身的母亲生出来的时候。
The sign of that body of Christ that was born there was humility.
我们看他降生的时候都有做谦卑的记号。
And when the body of Christ is born today in any city in the world, it will be the same sign, the sign of humility.
所以同样的情形在教会在世界各地不论在哪里同样的都是有谦卑的表现。
That's a God-appointed sign of the body of Christ.
这个乃是神所指定神身体的记号。
That was not an accident that there was no room in the inn for Jesus to be born.
这个不是一个反常的事情，那个地方旅店没有房间。
You know that Jesus was the only person who had the opportunity to plan his own birth.
我们看在世界上只有主耶稣是一个人他有机会他能够自己计划要怎么样生到世界上来。
You and I had no choice as to where we were going to be born.
我们都没有机会能够决定我们要怎么样生出来。
But the Lord Jesus, he had the opportunity from thousands of years in heaven to plan the exact place where he would be born.
主耶稣能够在几千年前他就能够计划他要怎么样降生到世界上。
Just think of the glory of this, the place that he chooses.
我们看他所选择的地方是哪里呢？
Do we learn something from that?
这个地方我们有学到什么功课吗？
We have to learn something there.
我们必须要学这个东西。
If we were planning the circumstances of our own birth, would we ever choose a manger?
如果我们选一个地方来降生的话我们会不会选这个马槽呢？
We wouldn't.
我们是不会的。
It's not decent enough for us.
我们想这个对我们不合适。
And you know what God says to us?
我们知道主耶稣和我们讲什么。
My ways are not your ways.
我的道路不是像你的道路。
Yours are the ways of pride, mine are the ways of humility.
你的道路是高傲的我的道路是谦卑的。
That's the greatest lesson we need to learn in the church today.
这个是教会里面最大的功课我们所要学习的。
That which is big and great in the eyes of men is an abomination in God's eyes.
那些在人面前认为高大看为可尊贵的在神面前看为可废去的。
Luke 16:15
路加第16章15节
Luke 16:15
路加16章15节
It's a beautiful verse.
这个是很好的一个经节。
I've got three verses written in front of me on my table at home.
在我们弟兄家里面他有三节圣经写在他的桌子前面。
This is one of the three verses.
这个是其中一个。
I look at them.
他每天都看着。
I want to serve God.
我要侍奉神。
I want to preach His word.
我要传他的话。
And the three verses that helped me.
他有三个经节常常帮助我。
I've got them written in front of me for many years now.
这个经节一直写在我面前很多年了。
One is this.
一节是这样。
That which, the last part of verse 15. That which men value highly is detestable in God's eyes.
因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
God's sense of values is different from man's sense of values.
神的价值观念和人的价值观念是不同的。
And that reminds me of something.
这个告诉我一件事情。
Lord, let me never be interested in that which is big and great in the eyes of men.
我求神让我不注意那个大的在人面前看为宝贝的。
When I get into the pulpit, Lord, I don't want to impress them with what is great in the eyes of men.
我告诉神说我当站讲台的时候不要给人有一个印象把自己认为尊贵
I don't want to impress them with my great Bible knowledge
使他们感动因为我圣经的知识非常的好
And what a scholar I am
我是怎么样一个圣经的学者
That's all an abomination in God's eyes
这些是神所看为可憎恶的
I remember years ago God spoke to me
很多年前神告诉我
He said when you preach the word
当你讲神的话的时候
You can either impress people or help them Which do you want to do?
你可以有两件事情你可以感动他们另外一个呢你可以帮助他们
I said Lord I want to help people I don't want to impress them
一点就是说我不要使他们觉得我怎么样我是要他们 得到帮助。
Those of you who preach the word,
那些传主话的人，
Let me exhort you,
让我
鼓励你。 Don't seek to impress people,
请不要去给人家想你是怎么样的。
Seek to help them,
乃是要去帮助他们。
That's far more important,
这个是更加重要。
All that is big and great in the eyes of men is an abomination in God's eyes,
因为人所尊贵的在神看是可憎恶的。
God has no value for human greatness,
因为人的尊贵在神面前没有任何的价值。
The other two verses I have in front of me are these two.
另外两节的圣经节在我座前的是这两个。
One is judge not,
就是不要论断别人。
When I get up to speak, I don't want to judge anyone.
当我站起来讲话的时候，我不要论断人。
I'm here to proclaim the word of God and go away. It's up to them to judge themselves.
我在这边讲神的话，我不要论断任何人，我就走开了。
And the other verse is,
另外一段呢，
If I seek to please men, I cannot be the servant of Christ.
如果我要讨人的喜欢，我不能够成为神的仆人。
Galatians 1:10,
哥罗西第一章第十节。
And I know I have to fight a battle there.
我知道在这边我要打一个针。
Because when I get up to speak somewhere,
因为当我在某一个地方传道的时候，
I may see some brother sitting there,
我就看见某一个弟兄坐在这边，
and the thought can come to my mind while I'm speaking,
然后有个思想到我的脑子里面，当我讲话的时候，
Now I wonder what he's thinking about what I'm saying,
我就想这个弟兄他到底在想我在讲什么。
And then I can be tempted,
那我就会被受试探，
to say something in such a way that he's not offended,
我要开始讲一些话，要使他不会觉得受伤害。
And that so and so is not offended.
我讲这个话，这个人不会受伤害。
And so and so is not offended.
某一个人他不会受伤害。
And particularly the rich people and the big people, we must not offend them.
就好像那个有钱的人，那些尊贵的人，我们不可以伤害到他。
And if I do that,
如果我这样的话，
God says you are a servant of men.
神告诉我你是人的仆人。
And I say, Lord, I don't want to be a servant of men.
我告诉神说，我不要做人的仆人。
I've got only one life.
我只有一个生命。
I don't want to waste it being a servant of men.
我不要浪费我的生命作为人的仆人。
I want to please you.
我要讨你的喜悦。
I want to see, Lord Jesus, you're in the meeting. What do you think of what I'm saying?
我要看见主耶稣在这聚会里面，我要告诉主耶稣说，你看我所讲的怎么样。
I just want to pass on that to those who preach the word.
我要把这个讲神话的弟兄姐妹讲给教告鼓励你们。
Put to death the desire to please men.
把这个要使人喜欢的这个心
Jesus
放到实地去。
Jesus humbled himself.
主耶稣谦卑自己。
He chose to be born in a manger.
他选择这个马槽降生。
He was the only one who could choose which town he would grow up in.
他是唯一一个人可以选择他到哪里可以降生。
And he chose a lowly town of Nazareth.
他是选择一个很乡下的地方，这个伯利恒。
Jesus could choose the profession he was going to do for the first 30 years of his life.
我们看主耶稣可以选择他第一个专业，他30年起初的工作。
What does he choose?
他选了怎么样的工作呢？
A carpenter.
他是做木匠的工作。
He wasn't a great scribe.
他不是一个法律的律师。
There's nothing wrong in these different professions.
我们看这不同的专业工作没有什么不对。
But if something gets into our spirit that I think because of my profession I'm somebody big, then that's the spirit of the Antichrist.
我们看，如果你说我要做某一个工作、某一个职业，那我就比别人大的话，你就有了这个邪灵。
You don't have to be a carpenter in order to be humble.
你不一定要成为木匠，然后才是做谦卑的人。
But we need to examine ourselves to see whether there's anything in my spirit that gives other people a sort of awe and respect for me because of my high position in life.
我们必须要审查我们自己，我们有没有一个心讲，哇，我要做某一件事情要使人家看见啊，对你很尊敬。
The mark of a truly great man is that he doesn't put a fear into you when you come near him.
一个真正伟大的人是当你接近他的时候你不会感到害怕。
Because he's learned to humble himself whatever his job may be.
因为他已经学会谦卑，不论他做什么样的工作。
Jesus chose that way of humility all through his life.
我们看主耶稣选择这个木匠的工作。
He started going down and he kept going down.
我们看他谦卑一致的降卑。
He never felt that after some time he had sort of become a senior brother, now other people can serve me.
他没有想说我过一段时间我已经是年纪大的年长的弟兄，那么年轻的弟兄要来侍奉我了。
Listen to this word.
我们看这一节。
In the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐里面,
Jesus said, Luke chapter 22,
路加第22章里面,
verse 27,
27节,
Luke 22 verse 27,
22章27节,
He said, Who is greater, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves?
主耶稣问, 是谁为大呢? 是坐席的呢? 是服侍人的呢?
Isn't it the one who sits at the table who is greater?
不是坐席的大吗?
And the servants come and serve on the table.
然后那个仆人来侍奉你这些主席的。
They are the smaller ones.
这些服侍的是小的。
And Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
I am among you as one who serves.
主耶稣说, 然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
It's a wonderful thing.
当他们要把水变成酒,
Jesus was found among the servants.
主耶稣是在这些仆人中间看见他。
He was there. He used those lowly people to do that first miracle that he ever did.
我们看主耶稣是在这些仆人的中间行他这一个第一个神迹。
Even today, he is found among the servants.
他也是在用人中间。
And among the servants, even today, he turns the water into wine.
在仆人中间，他还是使水变成酒。
He puts his anointing on their words, and their ordinary water-like words become like wine.
他把他们普通的话语，就好像淡淡的水祝福了，这个水就变成酒，这个话语成为有力的话。
Those ordinary servants in that marriage in Cana were the first instruments in God's hand to do the first miracle that Jesus did.
我们看这个仆人在迦拿那个宴席里面做普普通通的工作，却是被神用来做第一个神迹的用器。
That's how it was with our Lord.
这个就是主耶稣。
On the last day of his life on earth, he was still a servant.
在他最后的年日在世上，他还是奴仆。
The trouble very often in the churches,
在教会里面常常有的问题。
So many people start off as servants when they are young brothers.
当他们开始的时候是做奴仆，在年轻的时候。
But after some time,
但是过了一段时间,
as they grow older,
当他们年纪大了,
that spirit of a servant disappears slowly from their life.
这个奴仆的灵就开始从他们的生命里面慢慢的消失了。
And then the spirit of a boss and a master come takes over.
然后就成这个做主人的。 做老板的这个灵就跑到他的身上了。
I can think I'm a senior brother now.
哇，他就想我现在已经是一个年长的弟兄了。
Beneath my dignity to do certain things now which I did when I was a younger brother.
他说现在我做某一件事情是不配我的地位位格了，我不再做这些事情。
Woe unto us if that spirit has got into us.
这个是一个有祸了，如果我们有这个灵到我们身上。
We need to check ourselves all the time.
我们必须常常审查我们自己。
There's a spirit that can come into us which other people sense, which means we may not be aware of ourselves.
我们可能有一个灵到我们身上，我们自己不知道，但是别人可以知道。
When we come to them, they can sense a spirit in us.
当我们来到他们面前，他们能够觉察到这个灵。
It's not a question of acting humble and putting our head down and speaking in a soft voice.
不是说我们装作谦卑，把头低下，讲话很小声。
That's all hypocrisy.
这个乃是假冒为善。
And when pride pretends to be humble, that's the worst type of pride.
这骄傲要假装作谦卑，这个是最惨的骄傲。
If there is genuine humility inside,
如果有实在的谦卑在心里面,
you know what Jesus said?
你知道主耶稣说什么呢？
Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, Matthew 18,
主耶稣在马太18章里面讲,
the disciples came to him and asked this question that people always want to know the answer to, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
主耶稣的门徒进来问主耶稣说，在天国里面谁为最大？
And they got a big surprise.
他们就有一个很大的惊奇。
When Jesus said, it's none of you 12.
主耶稣他们讲，不是你们十二个人。
And he picked a little child.
主耶稣就把小孩子带来。
And he said, this is the greatest.
主耶稣说，这个小孩子才是最大的。
Whoever, verse 4, can humble himself as this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以第四节十八章第四节，所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Jesus gave us only two examples of humility.
主耶稣给我们两个例子关于谦卑。
Only two.
只有两个例子。
One was he himself.
第一是他自己。
Matthew 11:28, he said, "Learn from me." Matthew 11:29.
在马太十一章二十九节讲，你们要学我的样式。
Learn from me.
学我的样式。
I am humble in heart.
我是心里柔和谦卑。
Yeah, we can look at Jesus' life and learn humility.
我们可以看主耶稣的生命，学他的谦卑。
The second example Jesus gave us of humility was a little child.
第二个例子，主耶稣给我们看见的是这个小孩子的例子。
Jesus' life we can see in the Gospels.
我们看主耶稣他的生命在福音书里面可以看得见。
And a little child?
关于小孩子呢？
We can see that in our homes.
我们在家里面可以看得见。
And I've tried to meditate on little children to try and learn humility from them.
我常常要想这些小孩子来学他们怎么样谦卑。
Because Jesus said we've got to learn from them.
因为主耶稣说你要学小孩子。
And I've seen a little 3-month-old baby lying in a cradle.
我看见一个三个月大的婴孩在这个摇篮里面。
And I thought,What type of thoughts must be going on in the mind of this 3-month-old baby?
我就想这个三个月大的婴孩他脑子里面在想什么东西。
Is he lying there and thinking what a great person I am?
他有没有在那边想啊，我是一个多伟大的人。
I wonder what all these brothers and sisters are thinking of me.
或者他在想啊，这些弟兄姐妹他们在想我是怎么样的人。
There's no such thoughts in that baby's mind.
在这婴孩里面没有这样的思想。
And I say, Lord, all these wretched thoughts come into my mind.
我就告诉神说，为什么这个奇奇怪怪的意念到我的头脑里面？
If I do something for you,
如果我做某一件事情，
then the devil comes and keeps telling me, oh, what a great thing you did.
魔鬼就开始来告诉我说啊，你做了很伟大的事情。
Lord, I want to put that to death.
我告诉主耶稣，我要把这个放在死地。
Be like that little child lying in the bed.
我要像这个婴孩倒在这摇篮里面。
When we are by ourselves,
当我们自己一个人的时候，
What are the thoughts we think about ourselves?
我们脑子里面想我们自己是怎么样的人。
That is the test of our humility.
这个就是我们谦卑的试验。
Not how do I act in the meetings, very humble and all that.
不是说我在聚会里面我表现是怎么样的谦卑。
That can be an acting.
这个是一个表演。
The test is this.
这个重要的试验是。
When I am by myself.
当我自己一个人的时候。
What do I think about myself?
我自己想我自己是怎么样的人。
Do I think I'm somebody?
你想我是某一样的人，某一个人。
That child in the cradle doesn't do that.
我们看这个婴孩他在摇篮里面并不是这样。
That is humility.
这个就是谦卑。
To have lowly thoughts about oneself.
非常低的意念讲到自己。
Not to have an exalted opinion about oneself in relation to others.
不是很自高的意念关于别人，对别人讲我自己比别人高。
The child is not bothered about the opinions of the others.
这个婴孩他不管别人对他怎么样的想法。
And that's another thing we can think so much when we are by ourselves.
我们很多时候常常自己一个人时候可以想很多的事情。
What does brother so-and-so think about me?
我想某一个弟兄对我的想法是怎么样的。
And we can be particularly concerned what the elder brothers think about me.
我们可以特别的注意说年长的弟兄对我的思想是什么？
Do they think highly about me?
他们对我意见是怎么样？他们有没有把我看重要呢？
Then I'm happy.
啊，他们如果是这样啊，我很高兴。
What did they think of the message that I gave there?
啊，他们觉得我那某一天讲传道的时候，他们的意见怎么样？
Or, what did all the people think of my sermon?
弟兄姐妹对我的传道的意见怎么样？
There we can learn from the little child.
我们要学这个婴孩。
He's not bothered about the opinions of all the people crowding around that cradle.
他不管那些围在他摇篮旁边对他的思想讲些什么。
Think of that, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹想这个。
To be so free.
我们这样的自由。
We were all little children once upon a time.
我们曾经很年轻过,
and we were all like that.
我们曾经说婴孩过,
but as we grew up,
当我们长大的时候,
we learned the ways of the world, unfortunately.
我们就学会了世界上的事情,
we learned to be selfish.
我们就学会自私,
we learned to present our personality in a powerful way to others.
我们就开始把我们的 个性性格很给别人感动,
we learn to exalt ourselves,
我们就把我们自己高举,
and thus we've been polluted,
我们就这样的被污化了,
but now Jesus Christ our Lord has come with this wonderful message all over again,
但是感谢主耶稣再一次给我们他的话语,
that we can become little children,
他告诉我们可以成为小孩子的样式,
when two brothers won't talk to each other,
当两个弟兄不讲话的时候,
because they got a grudge against each other,
因为他们彼此有过节,
what does it show?
这个表现什么呢?
Both of them are not like little children.
他们两个人都不像小孩子,
they remember,
因为他们记得,
we remember the evil that other people have done to us,
因为他们记得对方对他做错的事情,
that shows we are not like little children yet,
这个告诉我们我们还不是成为小孩子,
that shows we are not great in the kingdom of God,
这告诉我们我们还不配神的国度,
you go to a little 2-month-old baby lying in a cradle,
你去看两个月大的婴孩,
and go and pinch him,
你去捏他,
he'll smile at you,
你捏他,
when you come back tomorrow,
当你明天回来的时候,
well, you may cry with the pain at that time,
他可能在那边笑笑哭了,
when you come back tomorrow,
当你第二天再回来的时候,
that child doesn't remember, ah, this is the one who pinched me yesterday,
这婴孩就不会记得说, 这一个人昨天扭了我,
wonderful,
奇妙,
that is humility, brothers and sisters,
这个就是谦卑,
where I don't remember the evil that other people have done to me.
我不记得别人对我做的错,
it's easy to say I forgive them.
很容易我说我赦免他,
I remember once God spoke to me.
有一次神和我讲,
you know the prayer we pray? Father, forgive us as we forgive others.
我们祷告说父啊求你赦免我们的罪像我们赦免别人的罪,
and the Lord asked me, how do you forgive others?
神就告诉我你怎么样赦免别人的罪,
how do I forgive you? The Lord said,
主耶稣问我说,
I said, Lord, you forgive me in such a way that you never remember my sins against me.
我告诉主耶稣说, 你赦免的我的罪, 再记得我的罪,
you look at me as though I've never sinned.
你看我好像我从来没有犯过罪一样,
and the Lord said,
主耶稣说,
look at other people also as though they had not sinned against you.
要看别人就好像别人没有对你犯过罪一样,
can you do that?
你能够不能够这样呢?
Otherwise it's no use praying, Father, forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
要不然就没有用, 你如果祷告说, 父啊, 求你赦免我的罪,
to learn from a little child,
我们要学小孩子,
to go down,
要学就谦卑,
humble ourselves,
必须谦卑自己,
that is the spirit of Christ,
这个乃是主耶稣的灵,
to learn from a servant in the home,
必须和在家里面学那个仆人,
I've got a servant at home,
我在家里有一个仆人,
and I've tried to meditate on that little servant girl at home,
我要思想这个女仆人,
you know what for?
你知道为什么吗?
To learn humility,
我要开始学这个谦卑,
Lord, give me that spirit that little servant girl has,
我要告诉主耶稣说, 给我这个灵, 像这个小仆人这样的灵,
she doesn't come strutting into the sitting room like a big shot,
他没有跑到这个客厅好像大人物这样走进来,
Lord, give me that spirit, the spirit of Christ,
求主耶稣给我有这样的灵, 就是主耶稣的灵, 弟兄姐妹,
this is the greatest need,
这个,
in the church today,
这个是我们教会里面最大的需要,
the devil has got power in the church because people don't have the spirit,
魔鬼在教会里面有能力, 因为很多的弟兄姐妹没有这个灵,
that's how the spirit of the Antichrist has come into the church,
所以地基督的灵就跑到教会里面去,
and that's why we have no power against Satan,
所以我们对魔鬼就没有了能力,
we can't overcome Satan by special meetings,
我们不能够胜过魔鬼, 我们举行特别的会,
we can't overcome Satan by sermons or miracles, By humbling ourselves, we can overcome the one who exalted himself. Jesus overcame Satan by humbling himself. And it is the Spirit of Christ that's been poured out upon the church. He who humbles himself will be exalted. If I humble myself, God will lift me up, so that Satan is under my feet. In all situations, if I am willing to take the lowly place, to always give preference to the other brother in matters of honor, it's very easy to give preference to the other brothers in small matters.
常常我们给其他的弟兄好处，我们在小的事情上很容易。
When going through a door, yeah, we're willing to let the other brother go first.
我们如果要过这个门的时候，我们说好，你先走。
When we go to wash our hands, yeah, we're willing to let the other brother wash his hands first.
如果我们洗手，我说好，你来先洗，很容易。
But when it comes to some honor in the church,
但如果在教会里面讲到某一些荣耀的时候，
where does that spirit go?
这个灵就跑到哪里去了呢？
That shows that it's all an acting, trying to let the other brother go first.
我们看这个乃是一个演戏，做戏，在那边要让这弟兄先走。
It's all hypocrisy.
这个都是假冒伪善。
I'm just trying to get a reputation for humility by letting him go through the door first.
这要有一个名声，因为你要先让这弟兄先走。
But in the things that really matter, I want the honor.
但是那个东西有关系的时候，你就说我要得到荣耀。
And then the devil gets power in the church.
这魔鬼就在教会里面得罪了。
Now God's called us to overcome him.
所以主耶稣要我们胜过这一个。
I spoke the first day about grace.
我第一天讲到这个恩典。
And here's the law of God.
我们看在神这边有一个律。
1 Peter 5:5.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
God fights against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5, the last part.
对不起，彼得前书第五章第五节。神阻挡骄傲的人。
God gives grace to the humble.
乃是施恩给谦卑的人。
But he fights against the proud.
乃是阻挡骄傲的人。
Does he fight against only proud unbelievers? Or does he fight against proud believers as well?
神只是阻挡这个骄傲的非基督徒，或者他也是阻挡非这骄傲的基督徒呢？
Who is this verse written to?
我们看这一节是写给谁的呢？
Not written to unbelievers.
不是写给非基督徒的。
It's written to believers.
乃是写给基督徒的。
He says, you younger believers.
他说你这个年轻的基督徒。
And all of you.
你们所有的人,
all of you believers,
你们所有的基督徒,
clothe yourself with humility.
你们必须要有谦卑束腰,
toward one another.
那彼此顺服,
why?
为什么?
Because,
因为,
if you don't do it,
因为你如果不这样,
God will fight against you.
神就要阻挡你。
That's the meaning of that verse. Read it carefully and see.
这就是神的话, 我们很注意去读。
All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
我们必须以谦卑束腰。
Because if you don't,
因为你如果不这样,
God will fight against you.
神就要阻挡你。
But if you do,
如果你去做的话,
God will give you grace.
神要施恩给你,
because God gives grace to the humble.
因为神施恩给谦卑的人,
and he fights against the proud.
他乃是阻挡骄傲的人。
That's a law.
这个是一个律。
The devil's already fighting against us.
我们看魔鬼已经跟我们征战。
On top of that, if God also starts fighting against us, there's no hope for us, brothers and sisters.
如果魔鬼已经和我们征战，如果神也和我们征战，我看弟兄姐妹，我们已经没有希望了。
There's only one way to avoid God fighting against us according to this verse.
我们这一个方法，神不会跟我们征战，这一个方法。
To humble ourselves.
我们必须谦卑自己。
You know why so many believers don't make spiritual progress in their life?
你知道为什么有许多基督徒在他们属灵生活上没有长进吗？
Here's the answer.
这边是一个答案。
The devil is opposing them.
我们看魔鬼在阻挡他们。
And God is also opposing them because they are proud.
神也阻挡他们，因为他们骄傲。
How is it some other brothers make spiritual progress?
为什么有些基督徒他们的属灵上有进步呢？
And by spiritual progress, I don't mean increasing in Bible knowledge.
我讲属灵的进步不是讲这一个圣经知识的认识。
The devil's got Bible knowledge.
我们看魔鬼他有圣经的知识。
He's got more Bible knowledge than all of us put together.
他把就是我们所有的知识，圣经知识加起来还不
及他。Spiritual progress means increasing in the likeness of Christ.
属灵的增长乃是更多的有主的样式。
That's impossible if God doesn't give me grace and push me from the back.
这个是没有办法达到的。如果神没有施恩给我，在我后面推着我向前进。
And here it says God will do that for me when He sees that I humble myself in relation to all the brothers and sisters in the church.
神能够帮助我，当我在弟兄姐妹面前，在人的面前是谦卑的样式。
And I say, Lord, I never want you to be in front of me pushing me back.
你和神说，神，我不要你在我前面在推我，我好像。
I always want you to be pushing me forward.
我要你在我后面推我向前去。
And I see here how I can have it like that.
我在这边可以看见我怎么样可以得到这个。
He gives grace to the humble.
他施恩给谦卑的人。
Forgiveness of sins many receive.
我们看这个赦罪的恩典，很多人得着。
But to be humble,
但是得到谦卑
，to be like a little child,
要像小孩子的样式
；to be a servant like Jesus,
要像主耶稣做奴仆的样式。
That's the one on whom God pours His grace.
这个乃是必须神施恩给他。
Now I said in the beginning there are these two spirits operating in the world.
我刚才已经讲过，在世界上有两个灵在那边活动。
One seeking to go up, the spirit of Lucifer.
一个也是要往上升，好像这天使长的灵。
The other seeking to go down, the spirit of Christ.
这个另外一个灵呢，一只的降杯，就好像主耶稣的灵一样。
And in the church also there are these two spirits operating.
我们看在教会里边也有这两个灵在那边活动着。
And I have to make sure that that spirit of Lucifer never has any contact with me.
我要相信一点，我要去肯定一点，就是魔鬼的灵不在我的身上。
That in no situation, under no circumstances, will I seek to go up above the others and dominate the others.
不论任何的时候，不愿意往上高过别人来管制别人。
That if by the grace of God, He makes me even the eldest brother in a church, there I will be as a servant to get underneath them to help them.
如果是神的恩典使我做长老的职位，我乃是要做奴仆的样式，在那边在服侍，在帮助弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, that's very important.
这个是非常的要紧。
That is the way the devil's overcome.
我们看这个就是胜过魔鬼的方法。
May God give us revelation.
愿主给我们启示。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父
，We pray that.There will be a response in our hearts to the word of God tonight.
我们求你给我们的心里面对你的话语有反应。
Not a response just through the emotional stirring of a moment.
使我们的反应不是感情上的一时的反应。
But a response that changes the whole direction of our life.
乃是一个反应使我们一生的方向改变。
Till we are gripped by the Spirit of Christ who went downwards.
使我们能够有主耶稣的灵乃是一只的降杯
who became a servant
成为奴仆的样式
who humbled himself
他谦卑自己
who didn't care for the honor or the greatness of men
他不管从人来的尊荣和称赞
Lord raise up many here who will be gripped by that spirit
主求你兴起许多的弟兄今天在这边有你这样的灵
so that they can overcome the spirit of the Antichrist
使他们能够胜过这低基督的灵
In Jesus name we pray
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen
Amen